Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive. With Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. This is actually our last show of the week. We will be off on Thursday and Friday in celebration of Independence Day. So really happy to be here with you guys today. We have a full 4-hour show and we got a lot to get into. We actually only have one guest. We are going to be joined by Eric Bossy. He is the best person in the country to talk to when it comes to high school basketball recruiting. Missouri got a top 30 recruit in basketball. KU has the number one overall recruit on their team. And also, there could be some potential changes to how the transfer portal is going to work. We'll talk a little college basketball today. You know what I'm in the business of doing today? I'm in the business of talking about what makes me happy and what I think is fun. That's what I'm on the business into as we are heading into this Independence Day. So hopefully you guys have as much fun as Rob and I plan on having over the next 4 hours. Before we move forward, I need to ask you guys a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to make sure that you tell at least one friend over this holiday weekend to be sure to check out the show. And I'm going to add something to it. Number three, I want you to know that the Open today is brought to you by Brew Brothers at Harrah's Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mouthwatering appetizers, juicy burgers, steaks, pastas, and more. Wash it down with an ice cold beverage and a great place to catch the game. The Open is also sponsored by Aspen Lawn Care and Pest Control, where you can expect the best. This is how I would like to begin today's show. Yes, I know the Royals won yesterday, but you know what? They're still not making the playoffs. So let's start with something else. There are some takes that every year I look forward to giving. I love the movie Home Alone. It's my favorite Christmas movie. I never understand why the Wet Bandits just didn't have a gun. I don't understand why the cops didn't do more when the mom called the police to say, hey, my son is home by himself. We are in Paris. He is in Chicago. I don't know why the cops didn't do more to intervene, but it's a movie. I'm not going to take it too seriously. But the take that I look forward to giving the most every single year, it's this one. The worst person that we all know is Firework Guy. Firework Guy can never be inside my circle of trust.
With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
This is why I can never have Firework Guy inside the circle of trust. I don't trust Firework Guy. It's a dangerous combination of explosives, fire, alcohol, and testosterone that come together for a potential fatal mix. I love the 4th of July. In fact, I think it's one of the best days that we have in our calendar. It combines a lot of the things that I enjoy. Family, food, fun, fireworks. It combines so many great, amazing things. The weather is beautiful. We're going to have some great 85, 90 degree days. It's a great time to go to the lake, to go to the pool, throw something on the grill. The 4th of July is amazing. The only thing that can ruin the 4th of July is Firework Guy. Some of you know who Firework Guy is. You might also be Firework Guy. He's way too excited about this. The fireworks are for the kids, you know? You get a couple of fireworks, you get a couple of bottle rockets, you get a couple of this thing, you light them, you go inside, everybody is happy. Firework Guy, for whatever reason, has taken it upon himself to be the entertainment for the entire neighborhood. No, if we wanted to go watch a fireworks show, trust me, we would have went to one. We want to light the fireworks for ourselves. Firework Guy is a danger, not only to himself, but to our community. Don't be Firework Guy. Firework Guy somehow is getting randomly excited about these M80s. Firework Guy has now spent a car payment at the local firework tent. For a side note, how many firework tents do we need everywhere popping up? There's a firework tent. We don't need this many. What happens to all the fireworks that don't get sold? Where do they go throughout the year? I mean, everybody at these firework tents are not selling all of their fireworks. Somebody's going home with some. Are we storing these things properly? That's neither here nor there. But I'm telling you, Firework Guy is a danger. He's way too excited about this. Just go out there, light a couple of smoke bombs, light a couple of black cats, go inside and get ready for the 5th. But no, that's not what Firework Guy does. He's way too excited about fire and explosives. He's way too excited about it. Firework Guy is a danger to me and you, and I want you to stay away from that individual. What signs of Firework Guy, if you're curious? This is the sign. Now, I'm not saying you got to go to the firework tent and spend $20 or $30. Like, that's not fun. But you know what you don't need? The Godfather. You know what I'm talking about. Rob, you know when you start walking at those little tents, they have, like, the little firework packages that are kind of put together. They have degrees of them. They have the one for, like, the nighttime stuff. You get a couple of cones. You get some things that are good for the nighttime. They usually have a little pack for the kiddos. They usually have like degrees. Let's say you got like an 11-year-old. They got a good pack for them. And then you keep walking all the way down the aisle, and then they got the Godfather. This cartoonish 1940 mobster is on this package, and it's a $500 package. If you have ever picked this up and got it scanned, I'm here to tell you, you are Firework Guy. Stay away from me. I don't want Firework Guy around me or my family. I really don't. Firework Guy is a danger to me and to you. Now, this is the most important of everything that I've said, because I want you to enjoy fireworks. I really do. I want you to enjoy fireworks safely. They're fun. Now, you get a little extra time this year. I think you get Thursday to light fireworks. I think you get the 3rd. If you want to go outside on July 3rd and light fireworks Thursday night, great. Have at it. Have fun. If you want to do that on the 4th, of course, that's what the day is for. You also get Saturday to do this. You get three solid nights. You can light fireworks to your heart's content. Go outside. Have fun. Celebrate America's independence. Celebrate being American. Have a great time. I'm telling you, sundown on Sunday, stop. You've had your fun. The old people don't like it. Dogs don't like it. Little kids don't like it. We all got to go to work on Monday. You've had far more than enough time. You can even have like a pre-firework celebration. Why don't you go there today, get you some light things to light on fire? You can have you like a firework pregame on Thursday. And then before you head into the actual game, then you get a post-game celebration on Saturday. You get a solid 72-hour window to light fireworks. If you start lighting fireworks on Sunday, I'm calling the police. You're a criminal. You got a permit for that? I know you got to have a permit for this. I'm calling the police because at this point you are disturbing the peace. This is a crime. I'm not usually one to call the police on somebody. I don't like to get law enforcement involved in our dealings. But if you are lighting fireworks Friday or Sunday at 8:30 p.m., you're a criminal. You're a criminal. You should be arrested. Absolutely arrested. Under the jail. Throw away the key. You're inconsiderate. You're a word I can't say on the radio, but you know a word I'm thinking. No, you should go to jail. So that's it. Hey, I want you to enjoy the 4th of July. I really do. I want you to enjoy the 4th of July. Have a beer. Whatever you do to celebrate the 4th of July, spend time with your family. Eat some great fruit. Play some ladder golf, some horseshoes. Do all of those things. The 4th of July is great. It might honestly be the best individual day of the entire year. It's a lot of fun. It combines so many great things. We get to see Joey Chestnut eat 92 hot dogs. The 4th of July are amazing. But I want you to keep these things in mind. Don't be firework guy. And I also want you to keep in mind the window that you have to pop fireworks with no problem. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. You get 3 days. You don't get a fourth day to light fireworks. No, 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 no. I'll come down here and we will shut all of this down. I'm calling the police. I will turn into Karen Dot so fast. You don't understand. You're a problem. You're a menace is what you are. You're an absolute menace. And you should be tried for these crimes against our community and against this neighborhood. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll get back to sports here coming up in a bit. Today's show might honestly be a little bit selfish. I just want to talk about the things that I want to talk about. We've been spending so much time the last 2 weeks talking about the Royals' offense and that they need to be sellers. And you know what? I don't know if that's going to be the theme of the show today. Today's show, Rob, is going to be about what makes you and I happy. That's how we're going to get through this today. We both got a little bit of Friday energy. When you know you got a four-day weekend coming up, I don't know, you got a little different energy when you walk into the building today. So there are some takes that I look forward to giving every single year. There are. There's some shows that I look forward to, and there's some shows that I don't look forward to. Now, we haven't had this show in a couple of years, and let me tell you, it warms my heart. You know the radio show that I hate doing. It's that bow to KU day. You know the day I'm talking about. KU wins the Big 12. They wheel all those trophies out there. Holly Rowe always just magically seems to be there. It doesn't even matter what channel it's on. Rob, they could be on CBS. Magically, Holly Rowe is doing the sideline. You don't even work there. How did you get here for this day? And then, you know, we got to have that show on Monday talking about how great Kansas basketball is. I don't really like doing that show. That's not a topic that I enjoy. I enjoy the yearly, hey, calm down with the fireworks. That's one of my favorite shows to do. Text line 913-586-7965. Someone just texted in, CDOT, do you ever smile or have fun? Yeah, I do. 4th of July is fun. I'm telling you that some of your fun is ruining my fun, and that's where the problem kicks in. Someone also chimed in and said, CDOT, my in-laws, they're who you're talking about. They think they're the show of the neighborhood. They spent like $800 to shoot off fireworks. That's the person that I'm talking about. It's all about moderation. I'm not anti-firework. I'm anti-going above and beyond with the fireworks. That's where I got the problem. I pop fireworks. You go out there, you get you a little bit. Yeah, yeah. But some of you take it to the next level. You're a firework guy. There's nothing wrong with playing fantasy football, but when you got 19 teams and now every touchdown in the NFL, you're either rooting for or against, you got a problem. You got a problem. I'm not against sports gambling, but if you place a wager on the Hall of Fame game, my brother, you got a problem. That's what I'm against. That's my issue. That's my problem. And I love every year. I love sharing it with you. Rob, continuing the theme of talking about what makes us happy, you and I think you and I both jointly share a love for college football. If we could, we would probably talk more college football than we would just talk random NFL. But I don't know if the average listener loves college football the way that you and I love college football. But you know what? With the video game coming up right around the corner, and last year it was the highest selling video football game ever. It was a very, very popular game. People are getting back in that mode. The new one comes out next Tuesday. Arch Manning is on there, and he's the 9th-ranked quarterback on the game. He's got a 90 overall. Well, Paul Feinbaum of ESPN, he thinks that Arch Manning should be a 100. Listen to this.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship, and I really believe they will. I think Steve Sarkisian, who's one of the most amazing play callers I've ever seen, made a critical mistake late in the year. He was way too loyal to Quinn Ewers, who was banged up and was really ineffective. Had Arch Manning been instituted in the second half of that game, like Nick Saban did a couple of years ago with Tagovailoa, I think there's a reasonably good chance that Texas would have beaten Ohio State and won the national championship. They're very capable of doing it again this year. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
I don't even know what to do with this comment. Paul Feinbaum said that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback that we have seen in college football in the last 20 years. Now, I'm not going to use the, well, why didn't he start? It is obvious. Arch is fine. Arch had the ability to transfer at any moment and basically a blank check for NIL. Every college team in the country would have taken Arch Manning last year to come start. Every single one. He could have. Where do you want to go? It doesn't even matter if they have a starting quarterback. He could have went to Penn State and started over Drew Aller if he had wanted to. Where do you want to go? And he likes Texas. He's never, at least publicly, considered entering the transfer portal. Has been more than fine to just sit there with Quinn Ewers. Like, if you were talking about an athlete and his team and his family having a plan for how we get you to the next level, we are seeing a masterclass for probably, I mean, even last year, he's probably one of the five most popular college football players, despite not playing college football, despite not being out there a whole lot. He's still just seems to be a normal kid. Sits there, kind of minds his business. We don't really know a whole lot about Arch Manning. That is going to change very, very quickly. He is the story of college football coming up this year. He's not the only story, but can Arch play, and is Arch worthy of all of the hype and expectation? Man, we're going to get an answer to this really early on. Texas plays Ohio State in the first 2 weeks of the season on the road. So we get to see Arch go on the road to the defending national champion in prime time. That's Lee Corso's last day on College Game Day. Oh, we're going to get our answer real, real soon on how good Arch Manning is. It is the story of this upcoming season in college football. Best quarterback since Tebow? Okay. The hype machine is certainly working. Rob, let me ask you this. As somebody who also loves and appreciates college football, who do you think is the best quarterback since Tim Tebow? So Tim Tebow won the Heisman in 2007. So let's start there. So the last 18 years, who do you think has been the best college football quarterback since Tebow went to the NFL?
I think there's only two names. And we're talking like in college, right? Like,
yes, in college.
I think there are three names, and there's really, it's really just two names. It's either Manziel's freshman year at A&M, because he won the Heisman, which we had never seen a freshman do, and he was also incredible to watch. It's Cam Newton, who won a title at Auburn. I know how you love that title team at Auburn. And it's Joe Burrow at LSU. Those are the three best we've seen since Tim Tebow. It's not Arch Manning, but it's one of those three. Like, that's the group. There is no one else. And there have been good quarterbacks in college football beyond. Like, Tua was really good in college. Jalen Hurts was really good in college. Like, we can name really good college quarterbacks. Those three are the best we've seen since Tebow in those individual seasons.
Can I throw somebody else's name in there?
You think it's part of that grouping, that ilk? Yes, I'm curious the name.
What if I threw Baker Mayfield on that list? Now, I don't think that Baker Mayfield is better than Joe Burrow. I don't think he's better than Cam Newton. I don't think that Baker is the answer. But if we are just looking at them as a college football quarterback, so Tim Tebow left Florida in 09, 2010, just trying to get my years straight. So we're talking the last 15 years. I feel like Baker's in that conversation. Again, I'm not putting him at number one. You guys know, I think the best college football quarterback the last 15 years has been Cam Newton in that season that he had. I would put Burrow two, and then we can start the conversation from there. I think Baker's in the top five. If you were telling me that this season, that's who he becomes, Baker Mayfield, you obviously sign up for it. A bigger, more athletic, better arm version of Baker Mayfield. I think you take that. Someone on the text line says, "CDOT, I've never understood the Arch Manning hype. I don't really think there's that much to understand. He's part of football royalty." You want to talk about like someone who was like, this has been their whole life. It's been unavoidable. Your uncle is Peyton Manning. Your other uncle is Eli. Your grandfather is Archie. This is next up. So, I mean, that's the hype. Like, that's the hype. Dominant high school player. What, best quarterback prospect? Top three quarterback prospect coming out of high school? Could have went anywhere that he wanted. Decided to go to Texas and has... like some of the Arch Manning hype is they've been really, really smart. And now your junior year, all right, you're going to start. I didn't play the transfer portal game. It's like some of that is just you've been letting it build and build. Like you've let the legend of Arch Manning grow a lot over the last couple of years or so. And I think we're all just really curious. And even when we got a chance to see him last year, it killed it like he was pretty good. Looked like he could play. Now, is he the best college quarterback we've seen in the last 20 years? All right, that's a little bit too far. We don't have enough of a sample size, but I will be very, very surprised if Arch Manning is not a very good college player this year.
Let me ask you this, and maybe this is me kind of echoing the point of the text line. Because we have not seen Arch Manning, and I'm not trying to delve too deep into the nonsense take by Paul Feinbaum, but because we've only seen a little bit of Arch Manning, who do you think the best quarterback in college football this season is? Because I don't think it's Arch. I don't think Arch is the best quarterback in his conference. I understand why the hype exists. I understand why people are excited. I understand why mock drafts have him at one. His last name is Manning, and he plays at Texas. And he's wearing 16, which is what Peyton... it's all the things.
Everything together.
I don't think he's the best quarterback in college football this year because we haven't seen him. Like, if you don't think it's Arch, or I don't think it's Arch, who do you have as the top quarterback in college football?
I would probably say Garrett Nussmeier at LSU.
That's what I would have had,
too. I think
too,
he's the best college football quarterback. I'd probably say Drew Aller is number two. One bet that I do plan on making at some point, I think Clemson's going to make the college football playoff this year. They just feel like a team that either they come in first in the ACC or they come in second and the ACC gets multiple bids the way they did last year. It's probably one of those three. I think you either go Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, Drew Aller at Penn State, or you go Kate Klubnik at Clemson.
I also think Lenora Sellers is probably right now better than Arch Manning. A lot of that's because I've seen Lenora Sellers play football. I have seen spatterings of Arch Manning play football, and I know people are going to be like, well, did you see his highlight tape in Georgia? He was beating insurance agents and plumbers. Like, that's unimpressive to me. I don't think Arch Manning's a top five quarterback right now in college football. And that can change. We will see him play, and everything will change. But I think he's fourth in his conference and out to the top five in college football, period. Like, it's crazy the high. Like, would you rather have Dylan Raiola? Is it Dylan? Yeah, Dylan Raiola.
I'd rather have Arch. I'd rather have Arch for this year.
I think it's close, though, because I've seen Raiola play. I think Arch is better, but I don't think it's crazy to take Raiola in that world.
Yeah, I think you're only taking him just because of, you're right, the sight unseen, where Raiola had a very, very good true freshman year. Now he's coming back for a second season. I mean, the first game of the year, Texas goes on the road and plays Ohio State on August 30th. So Labor Day weekend, what, big noon Fox, Texas at Ohio State. We're going to get our test really early on. I mean, that's kind of it early on for Texas. They play on the road against Ohio State, and then their first three games after Ohio State. They play San Jose State, UTEP, and then Houston. So three games that he will just put up massive, massive numbers. But, I mean, early on, they play Ohio State, and they play on the road against Florida. So Florida, who's got DJ Lagway, very talented quarterback. Florida's actually going to be kind of decent this year. They should be a 7-9 win team. Ohio State will certainly be in the mix to win the Big Ten, in the mix to win the national championship. We're going to find out pretty early on if Arch can play or not. Like I always say about sports, like one of the beautiful things about sports is you can only hide it for so long. Eventually, we all get a chance to see if you're good. We all get a chance to see it, and we will get a chance to see it with Arch very, very early on. Coming up in about an hour or so, we are going to be joined by Eric Bossy. Eric Bossy is the top voice when it comes to high school basketball recruiting. Rob, I wonder if maybe this is I'm getting old, or I don't know maybe the right way to put it, but I think it's honestly mostly the transfer portal. Now, I get why you are excited about Darren Peterson, for example. Darren Peterson might be the number one overall pick in next year's draft. Like, we're not talking like For example, KU has a big named Bryson Tiller. You have never talked to me about Bryson Tiller. Now, he might turn out to be that KU player that traditionally you guys have always had great success with. A college player that stays 2-3 years, kind of like Flory. You guys were worried about Flory leaving, but Flory has decided to come back for one more year of college basketball. He's going to play at KU this year. There was a time where I would be really, really excited that Missouri got a top 30 recruit in basketball. That would have been the biggest deal. I was reading on Power Mizzou. He's the fifth best recruit they've had in the 2000s. So, like, this is a big, big deal for Missouri. Man, the transfer portal was kind of ruined some of those things. Like, the transfer portal was kind of ruined recruiting if you don't get, like, that elite blue chip premium prospect. You don't get the Darren Peterson. Because the overwhelming likeliness is that this player is going to transfer before he actually gets good. I mean, he'll be okay as a freshman. You know, he'll be all right. He'll average like 9 points and show you a little something. You're thinking, all right, hey, this kid might be good in the future. And then right when you start to get excited about him, he then transfers to Auburn and then takes Auburn to the Final Four. So I want to be excited about high school recruiting. I love to be excited about high school recruiting. But man, I feel like in basketball now, the only guys you can really get excited about is you got to get excited about guys who are in the top 5 or top 10. Getting excited about anybody else just feels like grounds for heartbreak because these guys transfer so much. Now I feel like the excitement is transferred from high school recruiting to the transfer portal. You get a chance to see a guy play and you see him play at fill in the blank school, St. John's. And then you see him perform in the NCAA tournament. And now it's, wait, that guy's about to transfer. We got a chance to get him. Like at this point, Rob, you'd be more excited about getting Keyshawn Hall, for example, the kid that was at UCF that you guys really wanted. You'd be more excited about getting him than getting the number 13 recruit in the country. That's not how it used to be 5 years ago, but that's just the way that college basketball recruiting has changed so much in a very, very short period of time.
I still think there's that excitement for high school recruiting, but I think it's either with program guys or the very top of the line. So I'll use Kansas as the example because you brought up. I'm excited for Darren Peterson. He's the number one kid in the class, or two, depending on your service. And he's going to be the number one or number two pick in next year's draft. It's impossible to not be excited about that kid.
Sure.
But, like, the four-star kid, the you know, the fringe five-star guy, those guys are the ones, like, last year, K-State losing him. Really got David Castillo, and everyone in K-State country was fired up. There's this four-star point guard.
They get excited about everything, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was a four-star point guard going to K-State. That was a huge deal when you were younger.
But I guess I'm just using you as an example. Like, you were not excited about El Marco Jackson. You probably would have been back in the day. And El Marco Jackson might turn out to be a really good player for KU. That player just doesn't get us excited anymore the way that it used to 5-10 years ago. It was a big deal to get that kind of player. I just don't know if it's a big deal anymore because the odds are by the time they turn into a player that's worthy of being all conference or a guy that you think can do something, you just don't have a high likelihood of keeping those players. Those players will likely transfer. I'd love to see what the actual percentages are, and I'm sure the information is out there. I would love to know right now, currently in Division I basketball, how many of those players have transferred from where they originally attended school, from their freshman year. I'm going to assume the number is somewhere in the 60 to 70% range. I don't have a problem with the transfer portal. I think it has made college sports more interesting and has created a free agency period. But like with most things, there is a side effect to it. There is a negative to it. And I think it has killed off high school recruiting and just the excitement of it to where there are some schools just simply don't recruit high school players. Rick Pitino, who might be the best college basketball coach. If we were talking just X's and O's, I'm not talking accomplishments. I mean, just your five against my five. I think I'm better at this than you are. Rick Pitino says their program just doesn't recruit them anymore. Like, I'm not going to high school games. That's not part of our cycle. We've never seen this version of college basketball before where a top program, a top coach just simply says, we don't recruit those kind of players anymore. Like, I'm not sure if you're KU, for example, if you got a chance to get the number 82 recruit, that's a good recruit, a guy that can turn out to an NBA player. I'm not sure if Bill takes that player anymore. I don't know if it's smart to take that player overtaking the junior that is transferring from Texas A&M. I think you almost have to take the junior now at this point, and you sort of have to hope that that kid that's the 82nd overall prospect, that he develops somewhere else, and then you got a chance to get him on the get back when he hits the portal again.
Or for what you're, I think what you're seeing is at the highest level, the 82nd recruit, I think, commits early. And then as you get post Final Four, March Madness, like the spring recruiting season, you know what happens? They tell that kid, hey, your offer's retracted and we're going to go use your scholarship to get one of the top, you know, players in the portal. Like, you don't, the offerable, like this is the dirty pool of recruiting, the actually offerable offers versus offers, I think is going to get way more confusing for high school kids because, hey, here's an offer, but sit tight because Darren Williams might be in the portal and we might want him first. Don't, we'll stay in contact, but we're going to see how the portal shakes out before we determine if your, you know, actual offer is a real tangible offer or if it's something you just put on social media for clout. That's the dirty part of this. If you're a four-star kid, you might have 36 offers, but 36 of them might not be real offers anymore because they're waiting on the next wave. They need your scholarship.
I have a lot of topics today, Rob, that are kind of based in what-ifs because you know we love a good hypothetical on this. Who's that KU recruit that you guys had that you were just convinced that he was going to be that guy and for whatever reason it just didn't pan out? Who's that guy for you? Is that player Josh Shelby?
I mean, define pan out because I would tell you a lot of KU fans have picked Andrew Wiggins. We were billed Andrew Wiggins.
I don't know if it's fair to say that about Wiggins. Wiggins turned out to be a good college player. He was not a transcendent college player.
Correct.
But he was a good college player.
What was it? Maple LeBron? That was his nickname coming out of high school. He was not Maple LeBron.
What if that's what Darren Peterson is?
By the way, I would take Andrew Wiggins' stat line. 100%. But I would tell you the average fan felt like they got sold a little bit of a bill of goods. It's either Wiggins, if not Wiggins, because he was productive, it's Selby. But
I'm asking. Now, I'm also looking at it. I think Darren Peterson's going to shoot it a lot better than what.
Yeah, Wiggins couldn't shoot.
Yeah, Wiggins. I mean, Wiggins shot 34% from three, and he shot for a player is at that as athletic as Andrew Wiggins is to shoot 40% from the floor. Just you should be a better player than that.
He should have dunked. Doesn't matter. He should have dunked everything. He could have dunked everything.
No denying that. So if you're telling me right now this is what Darren Peterson turns out to be, Andrew Wiggins as a freshman played in 35 games, averaged 17, 5, and 2 assists. Now the assist numbers are going to be higher for Peterson. He's going to control the ball more. You get it. I mean, that's a pretty good player for a true freshman at 18 years old. Would you be mad if that's what Darren Peterson turns out to be, if he turns out to be Andrew Wiggins?
Not mad, but I don't think KU's season is special. I think KU needs him to be John Wall type of impact as a freshman.
Oh, goodness.
That's how they've built their roster. Hey, you got a couple 3-and-D guys. You got a guy who can go dunk everything in Flory. And Darren Peterson is going to be the straw that stirs the drink.
I'm sorry to cut you off there. Do those kind of high school point guards exist anymore? Because
we haven't seen one in a while. Yeah, the last one may have been John Wall, honestly.
We're not talking about him being Cooper Flagg. We're not talking about him being a 6'9", do-everything kind of guy. We're talking about a 6'2", 6'3", very talented point guard. Who was the last point guard like that that just was dominant and also carried his team? I feel like you're right. I feel like that has been a while. I feel like we're talking John Wall, Derrick Rose, maybe text line. You guys could think of somebody. Who was the last college basketball team that ended up kind of hitting their ceiling, being a one seed, being a team that made a deep run, and their best player was 6'3"? I just feel like it's been a really long time since we've kind of had that player emerge. Coming up on the other side, we might need to have maybe the most serious people court that we have ever had. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CDOT considers himself a man of the people. And now, he's asking for your help. Please help the drive in the latest installment of The People's Court.
All right, I want to play some audio for you guys. Now, we like to have fun with the midday show. And I know that a couple of weeks ago, I poked some fun at Cody's song, his Jack Caglione song. We had a little bit of fun. And maybe I implied that I listened to Jason Anderson over their show. And I remember Alex felt the way about it. And I said, Alex, you're my friend in real life. We were having a little fun. We're having some jokes. I don't feel like I crossed the line. You guys thought I crossed the line. I mean, if you can't have a little back and forth, a little jokey joke with your guys, then who can you have it with? So I didn't even hear this today. I'm off minding my own business. Just, you know, just trying to do the best radio show that I can. I get here and I see a snicker on a young Cody Tapp's face, I see. I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, oh, man, you know, be sure to check the podcast page. The text line might be cooking you a little bit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything. I wasn't even around earlier this morning. And he said, you know what? Why don't you have Rob cut it for you and play it on your show? So, Rob, you can attest, I have not heard this. It's my first time hearing this. We got to determine if this is a violation. That's why we're sending Cody to People's Court. Let's play it.
Could also just spend the whole first hour talking about Sean Diddy Combs being found not guilty.
On some of the charges.
On some of them, yeah. Of the sex trafficking and racketeering, but he was convicted of a prostitution offense. We could discuss that and break down that entire thing. Get our legal expert, Drew Nixon, involved. He was very, very also bummed about everything that happened this morning.
I was told that Carrington Harrison was really disappointed. Tough day for him. He thought P. Diddy was innocent of all charges. He didn't think he should have gotten either of those charges. So, kind of tough for him. But I think he'll be okay. Maybe by 2. That, huh? Maybe by 2 o'clock he will have settled in. He's a big P. Diddy guy. I think he's going to put an I Heart Diddy shirt on today to support him, to not go to jail as long as he thought. Drew, are you on board with that? Is that you too or no?
Yeah, Drew is also in a great mood this morning too, actually.
Listen, I might have, doing my job, I might have to find a way to get Cedar on the show in the final hour.
Why? Because he's, to talk about his support of P. Diddy?
Isn't he a Drake supporter too?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He's been an open Drake supporter.
Cedar loves himself some Drake.
Huh.
Wow. The worst part about this is I'm not even mad at Cody. I'm not even mad at Alex or Drew. I'm sitting here and looking, and Rob, you're laughing. You're chuckling, giggling, cackling at this. Hey, man, what's going on? It's one thing to hear these shots and these accusations from people outside the huddle. Me and you, we're supposed to rep the same smart tech. Me and you supposed to be on one accord. Who can I turn to? Who has my back and help defense? Help. Switch. I don't have no help. No nothing. That's over the line. That's not over the line. Sure. I made a small little joke about his little Jack Caglione song. All I said was I was listening to Pete Mundo. Now I gotta be a P. Diddy supporter? That's crazy. Come on now. I don't go that. That's over the line. No, that's a Geico violation. That's a people's court. That's insane. Now, I agree with the text line on this. I didn't even say nothing to you about this. Your Instagram video about the hot dogs is crazy. Is crazy work. Text line, thank you for reminding me this. I saw it, and I almost dropped my phone when I saw the video. Where I was like, yo, what's going on? I run a little bit behind. I'm a little bit late on a Wednesday. And next thing I know, I look up and anarchy has happened at the studio. I'm getting P. Diddy allegations. Puff allegations. I'm heartbroken about the verdict. Not at all. What indication have I ever given I'm a P. Diddy guy? Now, yeah, I do like Drake, but that ain't got nothing to do with P. Diddy. It's crazy, man. That's the game. Like maybe I got that one coming. Maybe I had that shot coming. Don't worry. I'll get my payback for that one. But goodness gracious. That was a wild video with you and the hot dogs on Instagram. That's a wild video. You know it's wild too.
Having a little fun.
You know it's wild. Double fisted too. That's crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a glizzy goblin.
That's
one
nuts.
In one hand, one in the other.
Please don't ever call yourself that again around me. Please don't. I don't ever want to hear you say that again. I really don't. I never want to hear you say that you are a glizzy goblin. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. You know what? Even though you and I are not on the same page for this segment, can we try to turn it around and can we try to get back on the same page? Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the stadium, but not really about the stadium. I'll explain more. I hope that the last, 6 weeks or so, and it might be a little bit more, I hope that it shows Hollywood that there is room for both. Sinners did phenomenal at the box office. One of the better original releases that we've seen in quite some time. You had a major director, great star power, great word of mouth. America went out to support an original, new, fresh concept of a movie and went out there and big numbers to go support it. It's actually going to be available on streaming this weekend on HBO Max if you have not seen it. So I think that Hollywood's message should be, hey, if we put good money behind the right people, the right creators, the right directors, America will go and support their movie. That's one side of it. Have you seen the schedule that we have coming up in July for releases? Because, I mean, it doesn't look, I don't know if it's 2025, 2005, or 1995. There is a Jurassic Park movie that comes out this weekend. There is a Superman movie and a Fantastic Four. We have had all of those movies plenty of times. Now, I'm not against any of that. In fact, I will see all three of those movies, excited for all three of those movies. But I hope that Hollywood sees, hey, the only way that we can make money is not just pumping more money into making the ninth Superman movie or continuing to tell you the same dinosaur story that we've been telling you now for 30 years. I hope that the message is there's room for both. We can make the movie Megan. We can make the movie Sinners and put together a really good movie that people like and go see. And we also can keep finding fresh new ways to tell stories that people are familiar with. That's what I want the last 3 months or so in movies. That's what I want the message to be.
Isn't that what movies used to be? I know people wax poetically about, oh, movie used to be great. It wasn't like sequels and spinoffs and things and remakes are a new phenomenon. What, 25 years ago, Star Wars came out with another movie 20 years after the fact. And it, despite being a bad movie, did great in theaters. That didn't stop, you know, movie studios from making fun original content. It didn't stop anyone from doing new stuff. I feel like this last month, month and a half of movies we're going to get should be a reminder of, yes, you can do both. And you know why I know you can do both? You used to do both. You used to release a DC movie or a Marvel movie and people went and saw it. But you would also release a unique movie or like a Sinners and people would go see it. What you're describing is how movies were in 2007. And I think it's possible. You just have maybe to have the big Superman carry the money water, but you can then have Sinners in theater. You can still have Megan 2.0 or whatever small things or smaller things are in theaters. You can do both.
I agree, but I think the difference is, and you and I are on the same page here, so we're maybe off on 3%. I do think, though, we have sort of been now programmed, and I think COVID sped this up. If you don't go see Jurassic Park this weekend, if you just wait 10 days, you'll have the ability to watch it at home. And back in 2007, you didn't really have that opportunity. You would go see a movie in the theater. It'd be there for 3-4 weeks. You would get a small run at the Dollar Theater, and then you might not get it on DVD till, what, 4, 5, 6 months later for certain releases. That I do wonder if what maybe kind of puts water on some of this is, man, if you're Hollywood now, you really got 2 weekends at most to make your money back. You got that first weekend when everybody's excited about it. If your movie's really good, you got a second weekend, but it's going to be a massive percentage dip. And then by that point, by week three of your movie being out, the people that have seen your movie or the people that want to see your movie in theater have already gone to see it, and now they are waiting for it to come on Netflix. They will watch it on Netflix. They'll watch it on Peacock. You are not getting them to the movie theater to go see it. And that's why I think you and I are on the same page. I think Sinners will show you, hey, if you make a good movie with some good word of mouth and people are talking about it and people are sharing about it, man, people will go to the theaters to go see your movie. I think people just want experiences. People want cool, fun experiences. And I don't care how great our televisions have gotten. I don't care if you got 100-inch with the... Nothing beats the feeling of going to a movie and locking into a story. And I hope that Hollywood is still interested in preserving that. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the stadium, but not talk about the stadium. I'll explain. Keep it right here. So drive.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.